Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Mike Alibeau and Badlist Dylan. No, I don't really, honestly, that's where I'm at. I don't know that it's a bad list. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get the wake-up call coming up in 2 minutes. And Allie said it best, said it in a break. Have you seen any of the movies on Dylan's top five list? If you have, I'd love to know where they rank for you. Also, would you make a trade today? NFL trade deadline today. What would you do? Who would you bring in? Who would you send off? Walt Weiss, new manager of the Atlanta Braves. How are we feeling? And a lot of people thought outside the organization, Walt Weiss is just, he's kind of a, I hate to use this term in terms of coaches in Major League Baseball, but he's kind of a jag. Like, it's kind of a jag hire. He's just a guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really feel like we know a ton about what his philosophy will be or won't be, but he's a guy that has been in that dugout and he can kind of put us down the same path.
So. He apparently is one of the closest people in the organization, according to reports, to Acuna Jr. So that's a plus.
It's a massive plus.
So, but you know, look, I don't think it was a requirement. As I saw a Twitter argument last night.
Yeah.
Go back. Were you involved?
Forth. No, Grant was.
Nice work. Oh.
Oh, I walked into that.
Oh man, is Grant a Twitter viewer?
No, Grant is like. Grant's very calculated though with it. Like I go in with everybody. You come at me. Let's go. Let's dance, Grant. Picks his dance partners on Twitter very selectively.
Yeah.
And this was one that I actually respect because he was like, he goes, if you're into this sort of thing, he's one of the closest people. And he quote tweeted someone who was reporting it. And this guy's like, oh, so what? I didn't know it had to be a requirement. Da, 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 da. And Grant's like, well, no one said that, but just saying that it's a plus when you're superstar, you know, blah. And so it went back and forth. And the guy that was going back and forth with Grant was, kept changing his argument, which is, for me, one of the most frustrating things. So now you're moving goalposts.
Grant would call that disingenuous.
Yes.
Yeah,
he would call it, no, he has a word for it. It's intellectually dishonest, yeah, I think, is the term he uses.
There you go.
And he told me I could use that, too. He's like, you can use that. Go ahead. I was like, thank you, Grant.
There you go. There you go.
Grant, and that's
Grant, his snarky responses, yes, his dry, yes, sense of humor.
Yes. And I'm like, it sounds different,
Grant,
when I say that.
Grant's got that dry sense of humor. It's so funny because now we're watching all the Falcons games together, and I am not a humorous person during Falcons games.
Right.
Like, I am so locked in to the point of, like, I'm about to headbutt the wall when something bad happens, and Grant will drop in with the dry sense of humor. Sometimes it lands, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there looking at him. He's like, well, that wasn't good. And I'm like, yeah, it wasn't good, Grant.
Well,
what did you think was going to happen?
Grant will have a way of telling you that you're an idiot in a way you were like, where you're like, wow, I think Grant just gave me a compliment. And then I give you a compliment. People are like, I don't like the way you tweeted that at me. And I'm like, I said, I agree with you.
Real quick, Allie, what were the headlines other than Walt Weiss becoming the manager of the Atlanta Braves?
So here's what you need to know before you clock in. The Cardinals beat the Cowboys last night in Monday Night Football, 27-17. Hawks are back in action tonight at home against the Orlando Magic. Pregame is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Hassan Kim, the Braves shortstop, did opt out of his contract yesterday, so he'll be a free agent. Who's going to be playing shortstop? That is up in the air.
His trigger finger's itchy back there.
No.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
I was done. Okay. But I've been finishing on the Walt Weiss news, and I was like,
Walt Weiss. Oh, nope. Wake up call. All right, time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. It's like we talked about it a minute ago. What did you think of Dylan's top five list? Top five endings or finishes to TV series and movies? I'm going to first one to raise my hand, and I know that I'm in the minority here. I haven't seen almost any of these. I've seen a lot of Ozark, but not the finale. I haven't seen any of the other ones. So I'm like not even going to judge him. I'm just going to sit out.
I'm just curious. I'm scared for his psyche because it all has to do with people dying. Like, that's what he considers the best endings.
Dark.
Well, can I,
it's a little bit dark.
Can I tell? I mean, you know, like, there are high stakes in the shows that I watch. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not watching over fluff.
Well, although, to be fair, most series and movie finales are like that.
Yeah, you know I guess
what
I mean?
So. That's what I'm saying.
And they're really high. I mean, they're all fantasy, but I guess all movies are. Like, I don't have a problem. I just don't. I think his list is incomplete because, to me, he is in a hit. You gotta broaden out. I mean, you got to widen the range if that's the only thing you've seen are sci-fis thrown in there with one Ozarks. I mean, so, I mean that's why none of it's so random. And also, it's weird to me because Infinity Wars and Endgame is a collective. It's technically it's one unit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have both endings in there. And it can't be because it's an incomplete work.
They're two separate. I mean, they're two
Spanish.
Separate movies, though.
They're really not, though. They're only two separate movies because of how long they are. Yes, they are. That's like
Hold on.
It's the same thing. It's just like you have a TV show in there,
uh-huh.
Which is Ozark.
Uh huh.
There's only one ending to Ozark.
Correct.
Just like there's only one ending to the Avengers series. Which was Endgame. That's why it's gone. It's now they don't make them anymore.
They do actually. Avengers is coming back next year.
It's going to be predated though, isn't it?
No.
No, I'm saying
it's new Avengers.
All right, we gotta get the phone.
No.
Yes.
Right, there's conversation later. No.
Y'all gonna have this conversation later. We've got 2 minutes to get to the phone lines, and we got full phone lines.
Endgame was 5 years later, by the way.
All right,
five years later.
First of all, let's go to the phone lines. Oh, let's talk to Kareem in Decatur. Kareem, what you got for us today, man? What's going on?
Bro, has he not seen Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah. Ooh,
Armageddon.
There we go.
Like, I mean, Bruce Willis just sacrificed his own life to save Earth. Like, come on.
Daddy,
bro.
No!
You know, like,
yes,
no big deal, but yeah, I agree. He needs to broaden his movie and TV selection. Like, he sounds, you know, very Gen Z-ish.
He's very young. Look, I think that's fair.
Well, he is, so.
Yeah, he is. I mean, like, that's where we're
a millennial.
What are you, 29 now?
29. I'll be 30 in March. I'm a millennial. right on the outside
what
of the
What are we doing for your 30th? I don't know. We'll have that conversation another day, too.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Wait, you notice how Dylan cuts calls short when they're criticizing him, but when they're criticizing me, just lets them keep going.
He was done.
Let's go back to the phone lines. You can cut this one short, too. I'm just kidding, Jim. Jim from Lilburn is on the line. Jim, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike, I've got the answer to your prayers. I've seen every Marvel movie.
Okay, all right.
But I'm also a Spawn, full-fledged, faithful member of the Morning Show Militia.
There you go.
I like that.
Love to hear that.
The addendum I give to Dylan's list is he should have had an honorable mention and put those two series in part of it and included Iron Man. The original one that had the after credit scene that started the whole Avengers initiative. As far as changing or trading anything, as far as our local teams go, I'd like to get the Rams and trade fountain out for Les Snead and see what we can rebuild from there.
Thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the phone
call. While we're at it, just trade Rob for Sean McVay, too, and we'll just do a 2-for-2.
Les Snead told me one time that he was the guy in the office when I was drafted that stood on the table for me, and I always will appreciate that.
Wow.
So shout out to him. And he was like, even though I'm an Auburn grad, I stood on the table for the Bama guy. And I think he did the same thing for Julio. So there you go.
That's amazing.
Les Snead has done very well.
An absolute beast. And for some reason, he might be an Auburn grad, but his hair fits in out in California. So he's doing good on that.
It's funny, ain't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Both him and McVay, Georgia guys. But here you go. All right, let's go back to the phone line. Let's try to get a couple more in here really quick. James from Loganville. James is on the line. James, what's up, man? Happy Tuesday.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick so y'all can get more callers. I would love to see the Falcons swing a trade for Andrew Thomas, put him at right tackle for the rest of the season, and then see if we can maybe turn him into our long-term solution at left tackle when Jake decides to hang up his Hall of Fame career.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Appreciate the phone call, man. I do wonder what the longevity – and, of course, like he said, you can't have – Caleb just signed the extension literally the day of or the day before he got hurt, so that's going to be a thing. Jake is under a recently new extension as well, but mm-hmm. – I don't think Jake's to a point where he's like, I have to play out the contract either. Kind of is what it is, and he's been dinged up. So, Andrew Thomas has been – he's had highs and lows, but he is a pretty good player, and I'd love to see him come home.
Yeah. Problem is he's got a big money deal.
Yeah. We can all dream.
I mean –
we can all dream.
The problem is that money on the books for next year.
All right, let's try to get one more. Can we get one more really quick? You got 10 seconds. Rob from Locust Grove. Rob, what's going on, man? What's going on this Tuesday?
Hey, what's up, morning team? Listen, Dylan, normally you is my boy. I ride with you, but I can't do it this time, man. Listen, I can ride with you on the Marvels, but you got to widen that palate because we got Usual Suspects. If you've not seen Usual Suspects, bro. That's you got to go back and see that. I also agree with the Armageddon as well.
Yeah.
But that's it, man. Love the show, guys.
Thanks, man. I had Usual Suspects in my list. What was that? Like 3 months ago, we did something about the Usual Suspects.
Oh, villains, right?
Villains. That was what it, Kaiser like Sose. That. Yes. That's what it was. It was villains. Kaiser Sose was in there.
I mean, the ending of that movie is so cool. And you know what else is a great ending to a movie? Seven.
I thought one of his clips was Seven. I thought that one of his, I was like, man, this has got to be Seven.
Like, it's disturbing.
Yes, it is.
But, oh, boy, it's really
good.
And
I think that guy was on the list, too.
And, I mean, Sopranos, one of the greatest endings to a
TV
show.
Breaking Bad, The Office, Lost. There's so much.
My mom used to love Lost.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see the end of that one. But anyways.
They're all dead.
Good job. Nice work, everybody.
Boo! That's not true.
And Lost? Yeah, they were.
Coming up.
They were in purgatory.
It depends how you interpret it. Coming up.
So I interpret it from what people told me.
Andy Staples. With On Three Sports will join us to talk college football. Those rankings that come out tonight, that is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 again. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Still seething from the top five list from Dylan just 1 minute ago. It's also NFL trade deadline day. And you know what else is happening tonight, guys? The first college football playoff rankings will be released tonight. That's why we're going to the phone lines to talk to Andy Staples from On3 Sports. Andy, we got a million questions. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to hit the college football playoff, I'm sure, throughout this conversation. But let's start with the coaching carousel in and around the SEC and really nationally. And I'll start here. I think you probably agree with this. Most people do. Is LSU the number one job still on the market? And do you think that there is a lot of concern with whoever takes that job because of the situation with the governor?
Well, here's the thing about that. I do think it's the number one job. And I think people are looking at this thing in a weird way, because the governor is very interested and possibly meddlesome. But there's only a couple states where that would happen, where the governor is going to get that involved. And you can turn that, if you're the coach, into something positive for the team, because you can basically get the state government to give you whatever you want in Louisiana if you're the LSU coach. If you're the Florida coach, you can't do that, because Ron DeSantis has to worry about Florida State too. You know, if you're the Alabama coach, they got to worry about the Auburn coach too. If you're the South Carolina coach, you got to worry about the Clemson coach too. If you're the Georgia coach, you got to worry about the Georgia Tech coach. Like, that's the difference. So you can view that as a negative, but I don't think that's a negative. And also, if you're trying to get Lane Kiffin, I don't know if he was going to go work for Scott Woodward. So you may have a better shot with a new AD.
That's a good point.
So we've been keeping a close eye on Georgia Tech around here. Where do you think Haynes King ranks in the Heisman debate as of late?
I think he's doing fine. The other night killed him a little bit. You know, getting beat by NC State. Now, it wasn't really Haynes King's fault that he didn't give up 56 points. But, you know, I think the Heisman right now is three guys, and it's Ty Simpson in Alabama, Fernando Mendoza at Indiana, and Julian Sain at Ohio State. And unless somebody really comes forward in the next few weeks, and Marcel Reed at Texas A&M, I think, is one of those people who could really jump in there. I think that's probably who it's going to be, one of those guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you said he hurt him, I was like, hey, I have 500 offensive yards from a quarterback, doesn't necessarily hurt you.
I know, but the problem is the Heisman, people don't vote that way. Yep. They're like, oh, is Georgia Tech still the national title picture? Which they still are. But that's one of those things where if they're not front of mind, if they're not a team we're talking about, you know, as we get toward the playoff, then they're probably not going to – people are probably not going to be voting for him when you have other quarterbacks who are in that picture. Last year was a weird year because we just didn't have a dominant quarterback. So Travis Hunter, who's on a team that didn't make the playoff, wins it. But that's not a normal year. This is a more normal year.
Yeah, which is more of an indictment on how many voters we have. Look, we talk about the playoff coming out with – Notre Dame with this night with the first rankings. And Notre Dame's the interesting one for me. We were talking about it earlier. It feels like they're one of the few teams that it actually matters where they're ranked in the first poll, because, or the rankings, I should say, because they really don't. They got two close losses, but their best win could be against Navy this weekend if they get it done, or maybe the USC. No,
their best win's USC. Their best win's USC. It's not going to be Navy. Navy just lost to North Texas.
But they don't have a lot, is the point. They don't have a lot to really go on. So where they're ranked is going to, is it going to be a huge factor in how they finish the year if they win out?
Well, it's not just so much where they're ranked. It's where are they relative to Miami, because they should be behind Miami. And, like, if you look at the AP poll, they're not. So they're number 10, and then Miami is down there at number 18. So Notre Dame can't be behind Miami. I mean, it can't be in front of Miami. If you're voting rationally and logically, they have the same record. They played Miami one. Miami's best win is Notre Dame. Notre Dame's best win is USC. Miami has the better resume. Miami should be ahead of Notre Dame. So that's Notre Dame's biggest problem, is they are now blocked by Miami. Because I think the committee is going to vote that way. I think the committee is going to have Miami ahead of Notre Dame, because they're going to look at the same things I just said. So Notre Dame really needs Miami to lose again.
I want to jump back into this conversation, and Miami is included in this, but, you know, Georgia Tech does take their first loss this past weekend to NC State. Didn't look great doing it. The defense definitely didn't look great doing it. Is this a situation now where you look at Georgia Tech, even with Georgia still on the schedule, and you think Georgia Tech has to win the ACC in order to make it to the playoff, or is there another scenario where possibly two teams from the ACC do get in?
Oh, it's still possible that two teams from the ACC get in, but I think the Big 12 is kind of looking more like the two-bid league. If you look at the, you know, the Big 12 was better in the non-conference than the ACC, and so I don't know, and it may be that both are one-bid leagues, but the ACC right now is kind of a mess at the top, and there's so many teams that can kind of factor in. Is like, we weren't even talking about Pitt as a potential ACC champion last week. But if you look at their remaining schedule, like, if Pitt wins out, Pitt's going to the ACC title game. And they may wind up the ACC champ. You know, Louisville still has that loss to Virginia. Virginia still hasn't lost an ACC play, but they've lived so dangerously. So you're thinking, okay, at one point they're going to lose. Duke is sitting there with one conference loss. So I have a feeling there's going to be some beating up on each other as you go forward, because, like, Louisville still plays SMU, Virginia still plays Duke, Pitt has to play a couple teams that are in the mix. They had played Georgia Tech and Miami. So it's going to be a bit of a mess before we figure out who plays for the conference title. And if it's, you know, one loss team against a two loss team, and the one loss team wins the title, they're probably the only one in.
Andy Staples from On3 Sports joining us here, talking a little college football on the morning shift. Okay, if there's no Lane Kiffin, just take Lane Kiffin and say he's gone to LSU or Auburn or somewhere else. Who is Florida's second option? I think everybody thinks he's the first option, but if no Lane Kiffin, then who?
It's Jeff Brohm or Eli Drinkwitz. So, I mean, either one I think would be very, very successful. I think they're both, you know, kind of the same profile. I think Brohm has a better history of winning bigger games. You know, Eli's done a good job building Missouri's program up. He in the recruiting, he gets guys that Missouri shouldn't be able to get. I mean, they've had a couple instances where they've gotten the number one guy at his position in the nation to Missouri, which is a big deal. But Brohm is one of those guys who, he always makes his team better than it should be. He gets the most out of his quarterbacks. And the guy took Purdue to the Big Ten championship game, then goes to Louisville and has them in the ACC championship game immediately. So either one of those guys I think would be very good. And I think there's a chance that both those guys could be in the mix for some other things too.
Andy, I was listening to a video yesterday that Kirk Herbstreit was talking about, a conversation he had with Nick Saban kind of behind the scenes in one of their meetings. They were talking about coaching openings and how to rank coaching openings now. And it's just not the way it was 5, 10, 15 years ago, where you know, look at the ability to win national titles and you look at boosters and things like that. A lot of it is about recruitability in terms of money. And I'm just curious, and we just talked about LSU being the number one job open. How do you rank the rest of these when it comes to Penn State, Florida, Auburn, Arkansas? Do those all kind of fall in line, or do you think there's some volatility there in terms of one sliding up or down because of the landscape now?
Well, and that's what I keep saying about Lane Kiffin, and I live in Gainesville, and the Florida fans hate it when I say this. But I don't know that you want to leave Ole Miss if you're Lane Kiffin, because he's in position to win the ACC to win the SEC this year. They're going to make the playoff. They can compete for the national title. He has total control. Ole Miss is the school that said, hey, you know what? We're not going to spend money on stadium improvements. We're going to put that money toward player payroll, because guess what? The best way to improve your stadium is put better players in it. And I don't know that Florida gets that yet. I don't know that LSU gets that yet. I think they're coming around. I think they understand. But that's the thing that Nick Saban's talking about, is what schools are willing to – or well, not willing, but what schools understand that facilities don't matter anymore. Quality of players matter. Payroll matters. And I think that's the big question. Now, I think LSU, Penn State, Florida – all those schools are going to come around on this. They understand. There's a reason. Like, LSU was so far behind. Brian Kelly, when he got there, thought, if we pay everybody the same, it'll be great. Well, that's the stupidest thing ever. What company in the world pays everybody the same? So now I think they're finally understanding it. But that is the issue. Now, in terms of ranking them, I still think LSU is the best one, because you have that, homegrown part where – people grow up wanting to be Tigers, and that's just not the case in most states. It's LSU in Louisiana and Ohio State in Ohio, and to a lesser degree, Georgia in Georgia, because, Georgia Tech is still really good. So that does change it. And also, you have so many transplants moving in to your fair city these days. It's almost like where I'm from in Florida, where everybody's from somewhere else and state lines don't matter as much. But it matters in Louisiana. It still matters in Ohio. So that's why I have LSU number one. I have Florida number two over Penn State.
Wow.
Because for the simple reason that you just got to be better than Billy Napier at Florida. You got to be better than James Franklin at Penn State. That is an incredible amount of pressure. Like, the only comp I can think of for Penn State firing James Franklin when they did is when Georgia fired Mark Richt. And I'm not sure there's a Kirby Smart sitting out there.
Andy, that's good stuff, man. Eye-opening right there when you talk about Florida, but I think you make a lot of good points. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Hopefully we'll catch up soon, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Andy Stable from On3 Sports. Good stuff, man.
Yeah, thanks to Andy for joining us today. And this Thursday, you can join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe and Hiram as we get you set for Thursday Night Football. They'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 while enjoying all the great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. And you can be part of the action. It's Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe and Hiram Thursday 2 to 6. Coming up, Raheem answered a bunch of questions we had about Sunday's game. We'll let you hear that. And we've got a Life of Squid.
He might be our rival, but I can't help but like him. I'll tell you why. And a little audio from him next on the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 910 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Sport.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. There are still tweets coming in about his top five list.
Not shocked by that. I was shocked by the top five list, but.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to hear it for a while. I mean, everybody just really, you get a little bit of benefit of the doubt for being young.
I appreciate that. I haven't seen a lot of the people's like Shawshank Redemption, going to be honest. Haven't seen it. Haven't watched Breaking Bad. Haven't watched Seven. A lot of the movies that were brought up, they're like, oh, you know, they are great endings. Don't doubt it. Just haven't seen them. That's why I can't speak on them.
If you missed it, Dylan did the top five endings to shows or movies, and it's not landing.
I just want to say this real quick. My inspiration was, and I've talked about this a lot, I've mentioned it on this show quite a few times, and I've brought it up on the Hometown Take a bunch. The final season of Stranger Things comes out. It starts to come out this month. They're releasing it in three volumes. So that was the inspiration behind it. And also the It prequel, It made my list. It was, number five? The It prequel, It Welcome to Derry, also just came out. The first two episodes are out now. Phenomenal. It is way better than I thought it was.
And it's supposed to be how Pennywise gets started, right?
Correct.
That's the clown, if you don't know.
I mean, do you remember walking around, Bo, you will, walking around Blockbuster and just seeing the cover to It, and it's just like, what is that?
Time to float.
Dude, Grant and I got in this conversation the other day where we were trying to tell Dylan what Ernest was.
Oh. Ernest Scared?
Ernest. We were like, Ernest Scared Stupid. Yeah. And I was like, This was the kind of movie you walked in the front of like a Del Champs, and it was on like one of the movies,
Ernest,
one of the VHS things, and you were like, "Oh, let's get Ernest." But
Jim
otherwise,
Barney,
I would have never watched it.
R.I.P. I remember watching It like on TV when I was a little kid, and I was afraid to go. I didn't grow up in a neighborhood, so I wasn't like a drainage thing outside my house or anything. But I remember going to neighborhoods with my buddies, and I was like, "Oh, I'm not walking near that drain. Don't walk." Oh, it was like, "Don't walk," like when you're in the woods and you're told not to step over a down tree or a log because snakes get around them and they're going to be under them. You got to be careful. And that's why I was like, the way I treat a drain, I was like, don't walk near it.
I told my kids they're scary.
I didn't walk on cracks for a while because Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh, my gosh. You know why that movie was so scary, Ernest Scared Stupid? Because it was too scary to be a kid's movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
They used props from Killer Clowns, like a different movie that was actually supposed to be a horror movie. And went with it for a kids' movie. That film should never have been released for children.
You know, an insanely odd amount about Ernest.
I know, because
I've never heard.
She's been
that.
Cruising the IMDb page of Ernest.
Yeah, that's like me right now. I'm cruising the YouTube pages.
The fun facts
for trying to fix refrigerators.
Attaboy.
Before we move on from Ernest and Killer Clowns and Pennywise, have none of y'all seen the rebooted It movies? Because there's two of them out now.
I saw the first one, and okay. I went to the movie at 10 a.m. because I didn't want to, like, not be able to sleep. I know. And we're not talking, this is 20 years ago. This was what?
You went to 10 a.m. to a freaking horror movie?
I was so scared.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
I'm going to face this.
It kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? And like, what are we doing?
I've never gone to see the second because it's scary.
It is. Oh, it's good. It's really good.
He's terrifying. He's absolutely terrifying. There's always someone at Halloween that thinks it's funny to tie a red balloon to those drains that Bo is so scared of.
I've only seen the new It, the first one. I didn't see the second one.
Second one is good, too.
See, Bo was too scared to see the second one, too.
No. The time had passed.
All right, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We got to revisit Sunday's Falcons-Patriots game. Patriots, of course, won 24-23. We all saw it. But Raheem was answering questions about the game yesterday in his presser, and he talked about how he's happy with Ronnie Harrison.
You know, obviously, it's early in the week and how we planned it last week. We planned it with the three-headed monster going out there. Had a little bit of Dime, had a little bit of Harrison a couple weeks ago. Had a little bit of JD, I think, favored out a little bit differently because how the basis of the game was played. You know, yesterday worked out more even with JD and Harrison getting more of the reps, and he's trending in the direction of earning more rights on the field. And, you know, a lot of credit to, first of all, Ronnie, you know, coming here in training camp, you know, being on the practice squad. Devine goes down, and to put himself in that position is hard to do, and he's thriving in and playing well and doing some good things. You know, obviously JD's doing some good things, but obviously you have to do better. You have to do better in your opportunities and the situation that you get. So we're always going to go with the better players or the people that give us the best chance to win. And right now it's looking that way. Obviously, as I know, we got to go through the whole process of the game plan, the week, what it looks like. But Ronnie's certainly earning more snaps every single week.
And the one-on-one that Mark Zeno apparently had yesterday in the press, what was deemed a press conference. Ronnie Harrison played more snaps than Bertrand, and they did kind of use him interchangeably. There was a lot of questions, Mike, about why did Bertrand – and I noticed it a couple times, too, that Bertrand came in passing situations and Harrison left. And most notably, the final one of the essentially the last one of the game, which equaled a first down. And it's important for me, and I know you'll touch on it a little more, because I was asked a question, and I've asked a question to others as well, and it kind of comes down to, it seems like, what they're comfortable doing and what they've learned so far in the system. I think it's fair to say that Ronnie Harrison's probably been, you know, drinking out of a fire hose a little bit the last couple of weeks to learn that linebacker spot more and more. I know he played a little bit, maybe half a game in the preseason at it. And I know that people want to say, well, he's been on the practice squad. Yeah, but I don't know what he's been doing on the practice squad. And I don't know if you really thought that Bertrand would work out this way and be kind of this, it be, and I don't want to blame it all on JD, but just it does feel like he's being asked to do things that he's not physically set up to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think the key takeaway from that is you don't want to ask Ronnie Harrison to do things that he's not physically set up to do. He's a safety by trade. I think he plays middle linebacker like a safety would. When the offensive linemen from New England climbed straight up on him and were, you know, not knocked off course by the defensive tackles, he really struggled getting off blocks. There's no doubt about it. He played like a safety. He's not meant to be in a situation where he's ducking under a lineman coming at him and he's, you know, tackling a running back around the knees. That's just not what he is. And you can see him kind of scratching and clawing to get comfortable doing that, but he's not there yet. So when I looked at it, I thought, okay, they would love Bertrand to be in there on like obvious passing downs where, you know, there might be some physicality necessary. And I know that a lot of people eye roll at that because it's like, dude, he doesn't seem like he does well. But Ronnie Harrison doesn't either. Ronnie Harrison is very much a sideline to sideline. I'm faster than you. I can do more things in the run game. And I did. I thought Ronnie Harrison played better than JD Bertrand. I thought there is some upside there. But let's not joke ourselves into thinking that Ronnie Harrison was just shedding blocks. He was not. He was making open field tackles in a way that JD Bertrand cannot.
Well, he's quicker, like you said, in so it'll get – hopefully it'll get better. If not, maybe that's the trade we should make. And a reminder, November 24th, the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, the third annual, is going to be presented to you by Finley Roofing. McDonald's is going to bring breakfast. You know, I think Chad Whiskey's going to be there. It's going to be, like, packed out. We've got a lot of people going to be a part of it. You can, too. So go to 929 The Game website. Click on the events page, and the link will be right there for you to sign up for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic.
Yeah, you can also go to our Twitter account at 929 Morning Shift. We have it pinned right at the top, and it's all to benefit Pets for Vets. So you get to booze up, eat some McDonald's, play some golf. I mean, what's a better way to do some good?
Win some prizes. You know, there's going to be auctions there. Also, if you win, you know, we give out, it's no secret, every year, first, second, and third, get some form of a Yeti cup Tupperware. Not an actual cooler, but like a, you know, a Yeti, was it a Rambler or a Tumbler or whatever the hell they call them.
Yep.
So
a Rambler.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say that from now on.
What?
A Rambler.
A Rambler.
Isn't that what
they're called? Yeah.
Yeah, they're called Ramblers.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a Tumbler.
There's different ones.
I think the one for a whiskey or whatever. Those fingers are moving
quickly. Oh, now who's got busy fingers over there? All right. Look, dude, it's tough because I appreciated him in college. And then I liked him in the NFL because I felt for him. And I also saw that he's the only quarterback that ever has gotten the Browns a playoff win since they've been back in Cleveland. Or since they came back after, you know, they moved to Baltimore and then they reinvented him, which is Baker Mayfield. But he's on the enemy, Mike. So I have to hate him. But, man, it makes it so hard. He was on last night with Peyton and Eli on the Manning cast, and they were showing some footage of him scrambling. And, well, you know what? It's great. Just listen to it.
What day of the week do you work on, like, breaking tackles and the spin moves and some of that stuff, well, the duck up and under?
I tried one time in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It didn't go too well. Wound up getting arrested. But I've improved since then. So, you know, just finding time whenever I can.
Hey,
we can find that footage, I'm sure, also. But
that's the key.
We won't.
I mean, if that's not the definition of taking something that was dumb that you did and having fun with it, like, you know, making it a joke now because you've grown from it. I think Baker, we've all seen the growth in him, but it's kind of funny because,
no doubt,
if you've ever seen that video, he just kind of like gets free, takes off, and I don't know who hit him, but the cop that tackled him laid his ass out.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Definitely was, man.
But
his image is so much different now, too. And saw the video last week where his daughter's on the sideline and he has to take his helmet off so that his daughter recognizes him. And once he takes his helmet off, his daughter comes running. That was awesome. Like, I was sitting there going, man, this is crazy. This guy's career arc has been insane from going back to Fayetteville, Arkansas.
I mean, isn't it? So would you research?
So it's the brand name. Like, the Yeti has the brand name, the Rambler, but it's not like just a category. Like, it's a one-gallon water bottle. It's the Abe Gordon water bottle.
I think you made your own assumptions about what he was trying to say. And I think
did. I thought he was trying to say Tumblr. I did. That's on me. But when you look in the dictionary, a rambler is technically a person who walks for pleasure, especially in the countryside.
He's a rambling man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, Lord, I was born a rambling man.
All this time I thought a rambler was a yapper.
This show just jumped the shark.
Well, there you go, Allie. I'm always right.
All right, we're going to call it now. We're calling it now. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
go buy yourself a Rambler.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.